Is your website purdy?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you for listening, however you're doing it. We hope the podcast is helpful to you in getting the best out of your website, your ranking in the search engines, your PPC, your social media efforts. Thank you for listening on iTunes and Stitcher. Thank you for following us on Pinterest. We are here every week for you, and we love entertaining your questions. Send them to us through Facebook, through our website, by carrier pigeon if you want to kick it old school. One topic that seems to come up a lot we're going to address this week is local SEO. Really thought it was important to cover this. We're coming up on the end of the year. A lot of you are planning out your marketing efforts, online and traditional, for 2016. We're only a few months away from the college basketball phenomenon known as March Madness. Yes, I know, it's a good 5 months from now. But what the hell? We'll call this October Madness. Oktoberfest is just too overdone. October Madness. We're going to call it that because we have your Elite Eight local search ranking factors that you should be paying close attention to in your efforts to be found online. And well, get found online and get better ranking in the local searches. So let's get to it. The Elite Eight local search ranking factors in order of overall importance. And thank you to Moz for posting a really nice article on this. Got some good information to add into this from Moz. We're going to start at number eight, factor number eight. And these are in order of overall importance. Number eight, personalization. We harp on this all the time on the show here. Be brave and step out of your own mind and your own confining perceptions and let your personality and the personality of your company shine. Share some personal interests occasionally. Seriously, that great family vacation you went on, the rafting trip, the awesome concert, the stupendous cantaloupe you grew in your garden, I don't know. You know, share some hobbies, share a little bit of your life and who you are. Stop telling yourself that these things don't matter. No, you don't want to be posting this all the time. They're not the keys to the kingdom by any means, but personalization counts for almost 9% of your local search ranking factors. People want to see, and the search engines want to see, that there's a real, live, caring human heartbeat behind your business. It's that simple. And don't forget images either. Images help to personalize your website. The search engines love to see that you're using your own pictures on your website. Stock photos are okay. Yeah, don't get me wrong here. Stock photos have their place and they serve their purpose. But personalizing your images is much better, and you will get a little extra algorithmic love for it. Now, factor number seven. In your local search, behavioral signals and mobile signals. As we previously covered on our podcast, Google officially announced a couple of weeks back that mobile search has officially crossed the 50% mark and now constitutes the majority of online search. Why is this important here? Because Google factors in the number of mobile clicks to call your business. Because Google factors in the number of check-ins people register to your business. Now, depending on what kind of business you have, check-ins may or may not even be relevant. Don't worry about that unless it is relevant. Say, if you're a restaurant or a retail store or basically any place people come in, kick their shoes off, and sit a spell. Y'all come back now, you hear? Now, don't forget about the good old stationary PC either, which is on its way to becoming the modern typewriter. I say that in jest, but it's pretty amazing how much mobile is really gaining prominence. Click-through rate is important here. Click-through rate is important as well with these other factors. And that's, you know, coming off of I'm focusing on PC in this, stationary computer device, an SCD, I guess. We'll create that here on the show. Click-through rate is important here, and it's simply the number of people who actually click on the link to your site in the SERPs compared to the number of people who are viewing your listing or see your advertisement or see your link in an email. So I mentioned, clicks from your appearance in the SERPs, but it also factors in, your ads, people who see your ads, how many are clicking on it, what percentage of people are clicking on it, how many actual clicks are you getting? This stuff all does factor in to behavioral signals and mobile signals. Now, the sixth most important factor here, social signals. They're getting more and more important, friends. Do not ignore your social media. That's a mistake. What kind of authority have you earned on your Google Plus account? How many likes do you have on Facebook? And don't buy likes. I'm talking about legitimate likes. How many Twitter followers do you have? Chances are you don't have the amount of authority, likes, or followers that you want. To quote Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, don't panic. Don't make decisions out of desperation. That's what leads to people buying links and doing stupid stuff like that. No, that's not what I'm talking about here. Decisions made out of desperation almost never lead to success. You earn authority by communicating with your audience and earning authority through consistent posting, which leads to increased viewership or listenership. The great philosopher Bob Seger, who earned his success back in the 70s through constant touring and constantly showing up for his audience, described it in three powerful words: serve your audience. Serve your audience. In football, Bill Belichick says, do your job. Well, here, serve your audience. There are people who need help, and they need compelling evidence that you are the one to help them, whether you're buying a product or a service, or whether they're buying a product or a service. Show up. Be there. Serve them with information. Post constantly on your blog and broadcast your posts through your social media. Share a quick thought. Funny, uplifting, informative, whatever. Share a quick thought through your social media from time to time to keep that lifeline open, that line of communication open. As you serve your audience by consistently showing up, you will build your alpha audience. Thank you, Mark Schaefer, for that term. You will build your alpha audience, which is the audience who actually cares about what you offer and is most likely to interact and leave comments. So that was number six, social signals. And now we're on to mambo number five, Lou Bega. The one we all know and kind of have a love-hate relationship with, reviews. I can hear some of you cringing right now. Review signals are factored in. Not just good or bad reviews, though. I'm going to make that delineation here because a lot of you just fear bad reviews. If all you're getting is bad reviews, then yeah, you got some shoring up to do. But step out of your own mind and look at the big picture. Search engines are looking for relevance, and they're reducing relevance down to a mathematical factor in their search algorithm. They're looking at the quantity of reviews, yes. They're looking at how frequently you're getting reviews, and they're looking at the diversity of your reviews. It's not necessarily a good thing to have nothing but five-star reviews, which really stinks if your business is that good, because then people can potentially believe that you can't be possibly that good. It's a hard reality, but it is the reality we're dealing with. Search engines want to see diversity in your reviews. Diversity. Hey, don't fear the occasional bad review. No matter how good you are and no matter how hard you work to take care of your customers, somebody somewhere is not going to be happy with you. Take the high road and, whenever you can, respond professionally and respectfully to the occasional negative review. And remember, diversity of reviews is a huge indicator that Google and all the search engines want to know that you're not perfect, and therefore you're not stuffing the proverbial ballot box, if you know what I mean. Which brings us to number four, external local signals. Now, you may be asking right now, can you put that in plain English? Absolutely. External local signals are things like nap. Now, you're asking what nap is. Well, it's a short period of sleep where we rest our minds and bodies for the next phase of the day. Of course, if this was a real factor, we'd all be millionaires, and let's get my people with your people, and we'll do lunch. But I digress. NAP is simply an acronym that stands for name, address, and phone number. Sounds simple, but you'd be surprised. How much attention are you paying to your online social profiles and all of your directory listings? Is your NAP consistent across the board? You may be surprised. Don't rely on search engines to automatically scrape consistently accurate data. Garbage in, garbage out. You must make sure that your information is accurate across the board in all of your online profiles. Your citation volume is also factored in here. A citation volume is simply the number of mentions your business name and address get on other websites outside of your own, even if there's no link. Yellow Pages directories, local business directories, these mentions on other websites serve the purpose of confirming to the search engine bots that you really are who search engines think you are. Now, the third most important local ranking factor, your business signals, or should I say my business signals, as this relates directly to Google My Business. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been telling you for over a year on this podcast that your Google My Business listing is important because Google rewards you in their search algorithm for using their business listing product, and here's your proof. Your Google My Business signals constitute 15% of your signals factored into the Google search algorithm. Nothing to sneeze at there. How well have you defined your business in your Google My Business profile? Have you chosen the right defining categories? Is your main keyword in the title of your business? For instance, if you have a steakhouse called Jim's and people just refer to you as Jim's, make sure your business listing specifies Jim's Steakhouse or Jim's Restaurant or Jim's Bar and Grill, however you want to be legitimately recognized in search. You can't be all things to all people, so you have to make a decision there. How do you want to be legitimately recognized? Your local proximity is important too, and there's not much you can do about that. For instance, if you have a local business, if you have a business located where I live here in Lititz, Pennsylvania, which is about 7 miles from the larger city of Lancaster, you will rank much better in a search for businesses of your type in Lancaster County than you will rank for businesses of your type in Lancaster City. It's just a matter of your bricks and mortar location, and that's why I say there's not much you can do about it unless you plan on creating a satellite location or just any kind of separate location in that city that you're looking to rank in. It's not that you can't rank there, but it's simply the fact that based on your proximity to that city, you're only going to be able to rank so high. Now, number two, the one that used to dominate search ranking factors just a few years ago, link signals. And I hear some of you cringing there too. How many links are you getting? Remember, don't buy links because it's bad business and it sends the wrong message to the search engines. Quality over quantity. Focus on quality, and the quantity will happen naturally over time. What about the anchor text? What words? The anchor texts are the actual words that link to your website. You want about 80% of your inbound links to come from text that is your actual brand or name of your business. The other 20% can come from keywords, but the focus here is on your brand. What about the quality of the websites linking to you? What about the quantity of links that you have coming in from high-quality websites? These are the factors that you must take seriously when it comes to linking, because a bunch of links from lousy websites will produce lousy results. These factors, by the way, make up 20%, one-fifth of your local signals. And now finally, we're here to number one. Most importantly, and rightfully so, your on-site signals. It ain't rocket science, friends. But this constitutes 20%, another 20%, of your overall ranking signals, which means that number one and number two here are almost half of your online search ranking factors in the search algorithm. And to take it a step further, number one, number two, number three are 55% of your online search ranking factors in the search algorithm. Once again, let's take a nap. Name, address, phone number. Once again, very simple. But does it appear accurately on your site, and does it correlate with what you're representing off-site? If it appears accurately on your site and it's not correlating with what your social profiles say, that's a problem, and it confuses the search engine bot. Do you have keywords properly placed and not overused in your page titles and your descriptions? What kind of domain authority have you earned through your consistent blogging and broadcasting of your new information through your social media channels? You need to ask yourself these questions constantly. The bottom line here is that these are the Elite Eight, and while they have varying individual relevance, they all intertwine and work together to give the search engines the information that they need to fairly rank your website in a given search. Don't value some and ignore others. They all matter, they all work together, and they all deserve your attention to get you seen by a larger local audience. Thank you again for listening to the Mind Your Business podcast presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thanks for listening on iTunes and Stitcher and for following us on Pinterest. Send us your questions that you want us to address on the podcast by contacting us through Facebook, through our website, and by email at info@minddnd.com. We'll see you right here next week.
From the Minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.